as far away as Guam and the Mariana Islands, to the North Pole where Santa Claus lives. And it's a great honor to be doing it. And they deserve fighters. Like Jay, they deserve champions. Just last weekend, we held our annual firefighter memorial out in Colorado Springs, where we put 469 names on our memorial wall. Each of them firefighters that died in the line of duty. 75% of those names were from occupational cancer. The risk of cancer in the fire service is so prevalent that the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is a division of the World Health Organization, recently reclassified firefighting as a group 1 carcinogen. That is in the same category as smoking tobacco and benzene. Think about that for a minute. If you take an oath to be a firefighter, you're basically signing up to be exposed to benzene and the equivalent of smoking cigarettes every day. That's what you're promised in the end. That has to change. The dangers of firefighting are all around us. For many years, we thought our cancer was driven by the smoke, off gases from burning combustibles, building debris. We thought that's what was making us sick. Now, we know our own gear is part of that problem. The very thing that's supposed to be keeping us safe is costing us our lives. Let me tell you, we would not know that were it not for the firefighter's hero, Diane Carter, who lived the adversity of speaking truth to power. But righteousness is a powerful motivator, and love is the greatest of all. And it was Diane's love for her husband and firefighters in general that made she would never back down. She answered her moral calling, and we thank her for that. Yeah. One thing they tried to do was minimize the threats of PFAS. Let's explain a little bit about PFAS. Currently, there are proven peer-reviewed and accepted scientific data on PFAS. One, PFAS is a toxicant, a carcinogen, an immunotoxin, and a hormonal disruptor. It off-gases and is inhaled, it volatiles and is ingested, and it's absorbed through the skin. It's also present in all three layers of our bunker gear, our turnout gear, and it sheds from that turnout gear. As I mentioned, 75% of the names on our wall, 348 of our brothers and sisters were put on that wall this past Saturday. And the EPA, as recently as June, decreased the acceptable water health advisory levels for PFOA to 0.004 parts per trillion, and for PFOS, to 0.2 parts per trillion. To put that in context, that essentially means any PFAS is dangerous to the human beings. We must protect all of us. Certainly, as your protectors in society, firefighters need better protective equipment than that which makes us sick. The problem we have is that gear doesn't currently exist. There's no fully PFAS-free option on the market, and we're fighting to change that. But that also means we have to replace literally probably a million sets of bunker gear with PFAS-free alternatives. Just last month, We, the International Association of Firefighters, in collaboration with the International Association of Fire Chiefs Metro Division, advised all of our fire departments about the adverse risk health effects in our PPE and that we must change our protocols for wearing that gear. But it's not just bunker gear, as we all know. PFAS is found all throughout society. And most disgustingly, in the drinking water that we all consume, including our children. We need to extinguish cancer and the threat of PFAS for everyone. And as firefighters, in as much as we owe it to each other to fight for each other, the oath we took was to protect all of you. And our fight is to save the lives of everybody, including our own children, including our own grandchildren. And I know what it's like when a doctor tells you that your child has cancer. My son was diagnosed at 4 years old. The doctors told me that he had a tumor inside his little body that was the size of a watermelon. And thank God for the talented doctors and nurses. He's a healthy 13-year-old right now. But nobody should have to go through that. We owe it to our children, our grandchildren, each other, and more importantly, because this is what will drive this change, we owe it to ourselves to be able to look in the mirror, rest our head on a pillow at night, knowing that we are going to stand up to fight for this change. And I'm grateful to President Biden. His efforts on this front and his administration's decision to classify PFAS as a hazardous substance is exactly what we need and steps in the right direction to drive the change that we need in society. That means any person that releases this PFAS in the environment has an obligation to clean it up. President Biden's actions will help protect our communities from PFAS and control the damage from the legacy use of these chemicals. The link between cancer and PFAS is clear, but it's not just cancer. We need the administration to continue its efforts by banning the production, importation, and sale of these toxins. Yes. Extinguishing cancer and fighting unregulated chemicals will take all of us. Let's fight together to make a difference for our kids, our communities, the generations that come after us. You know, the Italians have a saying. It says, we plant grapes for our children and olives for our grandchildren. We owe it to our grandchildren to never back down from this fight. Let's get to work. God bless you all.